WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one mindful step at a time. Ever feel like you're staring down a mountain of self-doubt? Like that little voice in your head is constantly whispering, you can't do it. Yeah, we've all been there. It's the kind of feeling that can make even the simplest tasks feel monumental, right? But guess what? Today, we're tackling this beast head-on with a good dose of modern stoicism. Because let's be real, life throws enough curveballs without us getting knocked down by our own insecurities. So strap in, folks, because we're diving deep into overcoming self-doubt and fear, armed with tennis tools that can actually make a difference. Think of this as your personal pep talk with a side of practical wisdom. You ready to kick some self-doubt to the curb? Great. Let's do this. First off, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Self-doubt is a normal human experience. It's not a sign of weakness, it's simply part of being alive. The key is learning to manage it, not letting it manage us. And that starts with understanding where it comes from. Often, self-doubt stems from comparing ourselves to others, worrying about what people think, or fearing failure. Sound familiar? Now, for a dose of real talk. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to race against a marathon runner while you're still learning how to tie your shoes. It's simply not a fair game. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins big and small, and remember that everyone's path is unique. You are enough just as you are. Next up, let's tackle the fear of failure. Fear can be paralyzing, right? But here's the thing. Failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Every successful person you admire has stumbled, fallen flat on their face, and gotten back up again. It's those setbacks that teach us valuable lessons and help us grow stronger. Think of it this way. Failure is simply feedback, an opportunity to course correct and try again with a renewed sense of purpose. Now, how do we actually put these principles into practice? Simple. Start by practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment and remember that setbacks are temporary. You've got this. Next, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. That way, you won't feel overwhelmed, and each little victory will boost your confidence. And don't forget to celebrate those wins. Recognize your progress, no matter how small it seems. It all adds up. Let me tell you a story about this whole thing. I remember years ago, when I was first starting out in the podcasting world, I was terrified of putting myself out there. The fear of criticism, the thought of people not liking my voice or ideas, it was crippling. But then, I realized something. The only way to silence that inner critic is to actually do the thing. So, I took a deep breath, hit record, and started sharing my thoughts with the world. And you know what? It wasn't easy at first. There were awkward moments, technical glitches, and yes, even some criticism along the way. But through it all, I kept showing up, kept learning, and kept growing. And slowly but surely, that fear started to fade away, replaced by a sense of purpose and accomplishment. Now, whenever self-doubt creeps in, I remember that story. I remember the feeling of taking that leap of faith, and I know that I can overcome any obstacle if I just keep moving forward. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all experience self-doubt and fear at some point. But by embracing these timeless stoic principles, understanding where it comes from, managing our expectations, practicing self-compassion, and taking action despite the fear, we can overcome those obstacles and live more fulfilling lives. Now go out there, be brave, and remember, you've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend who might need a little dose of modern stoicism in their life. Until next time, keep striding, keep growing, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.